I do not like this passage from the Gospel of Matthew. I do not like to hear it. I do not like to think about it. I like the Scriptures, and Matthew is one of my four favorite Gospels in the New Testament. There's only four. And he's one of my four favorites. But I do not like this passage. I do not understand this very strange encounter between Jesus and this Canaanite woman. Now, there are abundant biblical scholars with abundant creativity who try to explain away or soften what Jesus says during this strange conversation with this woman of a strange culture while Jesus is walking through a strange land. The scholars propose all kinds of theories and explanations that try to make sense of this harsh language. And honestly, I do not find any of the explanations comforting or adequate. And if you read the scripture readings for this Mass earlier today or earlier in the week, as I hope all of you do, and you were hoping that I might offer an explanation for the real meaning behind this strange encounter between Jesus and the Canaanite woman, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to disappoint you. Because it appears on this particular Sunday that we will have to struggle together to listen and sit with and reflect on the words of Jesus. And maybe that's good for us. Maybe it's good for us to struggle together and sit together and reflect on the word of the Lord spoken to you and to me and to the Canaanite woman and to the disciples during this strange encounter in a strange land. Remember the disciples? They watched this strange conversation too. In fact, they wanted Jesus to send this woman away. They wanted Jesus to know that this woman with a desperately sick child was bothering them. If the disciples had things the way they wanted it, this woman would never have gotten anywhere near Jesus. But she did get near him. But she did speak to him. Maybe the words of Jesus that we find so disturbing were actually said to reveal the thoughts in the hearts of the disciples who needed to have the walls around their hearts and minds torn down to see the extension of God's kingdom. Perhaps the people Jesus wanted to hear his words of strange criticism and powerful praise were the ones who were overhearing the conversation. Maybe that's the real reason I do not like this passage in Matthew. You see, normally I like to stand with the disciples. Maybe you do too. Because they got to be near Jesus. They get to be part of the work that Jesus is doing. They get to be close to him and hear his words and see the great things that he does. But sometimes standing close to Jesus means that Jesus will say something to someone else that will force me to change how I look at Jesus, how I look at the world, how I look at other people, and how I look at myself. But I know this of Jesus, and I know this for me and for you. Jesus desires to draw each of us closer to himself. Jesus wants to invite each of us to his table, and he wants each of us to break down the walls in our hearts and our minds that keep us from accepting his invitation. Sometimes Jesus lets us overhear the words that he is speaking directly into our lives. And here, we who have accepted this invitation to hear his word now dare to approach his table. We offer the walls that need to be torn down and the faith that needs to be built up. And from here, we will walk together on our pilgrimage to that kingdom where He lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.